Hi, I'm Pastor John Edmiston, and this track is 40 scripture verses on healing. Romans 10 tells us that faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So it's important for us to listen deeply to what the Bible says about healing, and to let those words activate our spirit and strengthen our soul so that we can believe God for our healing, or the healing of a family member, or the healing of a loved one, or even the healing of a large group of people or a nation. So let the word of God dwell richly in you. Let the Holy Spirit in you rise up as these words enter into your spirit. These 40 verses will start at the beginning of the Bible and travel through the prophets and into the New Testament. So tune in now and listen to the mighty word of God. Exodus 15, verse 26. And God said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you, which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Deuteronomy 32 and verse 39. "Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, nor there is any who can deliver from my hand." 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Psalms 30, verse 2. "O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me." Psalms 6, verse 2. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled." Psalms 103, verses 1 to 4. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Psalm 107, verse 20. "He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." Psalms 147, verse 3. "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Proverbs 3, verses 7 and 8. "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 and 22. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 58 and verse 8. "Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rearguard." Isaiah 61 and verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 22. "Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God." Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. "For I will restore health to you, and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion, no one seeks her. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. I love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8. Jesus commands them, Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 12 and verse 22. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Luke chapter 6 and verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Luke chapter 9 and verse 6. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Jesus' instructions to the disciples. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, each such things are set before you. And heal the sick there, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. Luke chapter 17, and verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God. Acts chapter 3 verse 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? So it's not through our own power and godliness, it's the power of God. Acts 4, 29 to 31. Now, Lord, look on their threats, and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place that they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. James chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Revelation 22 and verse 2. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Luke 8, verse 47. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And another verse, Luke 5, verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. I'd like to finish this with one verse from Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16 explains to us how we can lay hold of healing. This is a special verse, and I'm going to repeat it twice. Acts 3:16. Peter speaking to the crowd. And on the basis of faith in his name, the name of Jesus, which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Let's go through that again, Acts 3:16. And on the basis of faith in his name, the name of Jesus, which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Faith in the name of Jesus. Lay hold of Jesus and lay hold of your healing. God bless.